Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
Excuse me, Lillian.
Oh, sorry, darling.
It's all right. I just need to get these potatoes on. I wasn't expecting to get back from St. Saviour's quite so late.
Did Mum come with you to church this morning?
Mm-hmm, she did.
So she's feeling better then?
Well, a little. Right, what's next? She's still not feeling on top form, though.
No, well, that's good. At least she's on the mend.
Yes, carrots.
Is it a nice service?
Yes, I suppose so. Jill was there. She seemed to be coping.
Oh?
Well, you know they had this lunch to mark Phil's birthday.
Yeah, I heard something about it from Shula.
No, of course. I suppose we haven't spoken since Friday.
No.
Well, I bumped into Jill after she got back, and I think she found it quite a strain. I know they're only trying to do something nice, but...
No, I think I'd find that pretty hard.
Anyway, what about you? Have you been up to anything?
Like what?
Well, I don't know. Have you seen Paul again?
Well, why should I have seen Paul?
Oh, no reason. It's just you've seen a lot of him recently.
Well, only because he's been working up here.
Right, and he wondered. Sorry, can I...
Look, I'll get out your hair.
No, you don't have to. You can stay for lunch if you like. I tried to persuade Mum, but she wasn't feeling up to it.
All right.
Which reminds me, actually... I thought maybe we could take her out for supper sometime. You know, she's had such a miserable week, and I thought it might be nice to do something when she's feeling better.
Yeah, fine. When did you think?
Oh, how about Thursday? I'm definitely free then.
What, this Thursday?
Yes.
Oh.
Why, are you doing something?
Well, I am, unfortunately.
Oh, so what's that then?
Oh.
Oh, sorry, Lillian. Can you pass me the phone?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, thanks. Hello, Home Farm.
Hi, Mum. It's Kate.
Oh, hello, darling.
Is now a good time to talk? I've got some news.
Oh, yes. Oh, Lillian, it's Kate. Could you watch the potatoes? They just need to be parboiled,
actually. Okay.
I'm so sorry, darling. I'm just cooking lunch, but how lovely to hear from you.
I'm sorry about Friday night. I was so busy I barely saw you.
Well, I know what it's like.
What did you think, though? It was a good meeting, wasn't it?
Yes, I suppose. But to be honest, David, I'm always a bit suspicious of the word sustainability.
Really?
Well, it's a bit of a catch-all. I mean, are we talking about economic sustainability or the environment or sustainable food supply?
Well, it's about all three, isn't it?
If that's possible.
I thought it was encouraging.
David?
I haven't seen an NFU meeting so positive for a long while. Yes, up?
Oh, hi, Brian.
Morning.
Will you be ready to look at the silage field soon?
Give me 20 minutes. I'd like to finish greasing up the harvester.
Sure.
Actually, Brian, there's a case in point. We need less silage now that we've moved to the paddock system. Not as many inputs.
No, I'm not saying it can never work.
Isn't that right, love?
I just think the word sustainability is used to hide a lot of conflicts.
I think I'll leave you to it.
Sorry, Ruth.
No, there's things I can be getting on with.
Oh, won't be too long.
Okay.
Oh, and Ruth, is Pip back yet?
No, not yet.
Why did I even think she would be?
Oh, dear. Got problems.
When aren't there these days? You heard about the accident on the quad bike, I suppose?
Yes.
And you know that Jude was driving it?
What?
Scared me half to death when I saw him throw her.
Well, Pip's all right, though, isn't she?
Oh, yeah. She's fine, thankfully.
Oh, good.
But I've told her, Jude is not welcome on the farm anymore.
Oh.
I'm not having it, Brian. He could have killed her.
I don't blame you.
Trouble is, now Pip's barely here either. Hmm. I saw her fleetingly when she came back from college on Friday. And she stayed over at his the last two nights.
Mm. Well, it reminds me of when Kate was that age.
What?
When she was living in one of the cottages. I just tried not to think about what she might be getting up to.
Don't! The thought of Pip turning out like that. Sorry, Brian. I'm sorry. I didn't mean...
No, you're right. No. Those few years with Kate were terrible.
That's what you worry about, though, isn't it? You know, that she's going to get into drugs or get herself pregnant.
Look, I didn't mean to panic you. I'm sure Pip will be fine.
We hope.
Honestly, she'd have to go much further off the rails to be anything like Kate.
But why Felpersham, darling?
Because it's a good course, Mum.
But what about universities over there?
I really like the look of this one, though. It's got a great reputation. And with a diploma in international development, I'll have a much better chance of getting a job with a big charity.
I still can't believe there aren't courses in South Africa.
And besides, Felpersham say they'd be willing to overlook my lack of qualifications.
You mean that you've spoken to them already?
Well, yes. I had a chat with one of the tutors last week.
Oh.
He was really impressed with all my experience and with that and some of the things I've done. You know, like the online manual I showed you.
Yes,
well, he said they'd definitely consider me.
Oh, I don't know, Kate. This all just seems so very sudden.
Oh, come on, Mum. You know I've been frustrated for a while.
Well, do I?
I need my life to move on a bit.
Well, move on to what?
Getting paid work, for a start. I mean, all the voluntary stuff, I love it, but I need something more now.
Does Lucas know that?
Of course Lucas knows. We've done a lot of talking since I got back.
And?
And he agrees. If I had a career of my own, I'd feel a lot more secure.
Well, what do you mean more secure? I mean, you've got the children.
I don't know.
Look, you've got Nolly and Sipo.
More satisfied, I suppose.
And you've got a lovely home. I mean, why on earth would this make you feel any more secure?
I just told you. Honestly, Mum, I thought you'd be pleased. I was so excited about phoning you.
Well, of course, it would be lovely to have you home again, but...
And it would be a great opportunity to spend some time with Phoebe. She's growing up so fast.
What about Nolly and Sipo?
Lucas's parents will look after them.
They're going to miss you, though.
It's only a 9-month course, and I'd be back in the holidays.
Oh.
Mum, don't guilt-trip me on this. It's not like I want to leave them.
Well, I didn't say you did.
But I'm trying to look ahead here. With a qualification and a proper career, I'll be so much happier.
That may be what you think now.
And the children will be better off, too. I want to be able to give them a better future, and with this I can do that. You can see that, can't you?
Hello, love. Oh, Lillian.
Hello, Brian.
Sorry, I thought you were...
Jenny's on the phone.
Right.
Kate rang.
Oh, okay. What, she left you with the cooking, eh?
Yeah, well, I've chopped all the vegetables. I'm not sure what she wants me to do with these potatoes, though. I could put them straight into roast.
No. I'd leave it to Jenny. Don't interfere. That's what I've learned.
Well, they're cooling on the side.
How are you?
Oh, fine.
I hear you've been keeping in touch with Matt's brother, or half-brother, whatever he is. Paul, isn't it?
Jenny told you about that?
She told me she'd met him, and he seemed very nice.
I see.
I just wondered, do you think it's wise?
I'm sorry?
Well, I realise you'd like Matt to get to know his family, but I just don't know how pleased he'll be to find out...
What?
Well, that you've established a connection with this man.
Connection?
I mean, that's really up to him, isn't it?
Excuse me, Brian, but I know Matt far better than you.
Of course.
It'll be different once he gets home.
All right, if you're sure.
I am.
No, I was just concerned for the both of you.
Well, you don't need to be.
If you say so.
Look, I should probably go. Really, I only popped in to say hello.
Lillian.
I wasn't expecting Jenny to be on the phone for so long. Look, will you tell her that I've drained the potatoes?
But... Lillian, you won't believe what Kate's planning now.
Jenny.
Oh, hello, darling.
Sorry, Jenny, I have to dash.
Oh, aren't you staying for lunch?
No, I can't.
Well, what about arranging this meal for Mum?
Look, I'll give you a call later. See you then.
Oh, right, yes.
Bye, okay. Lillian.
David?
Oh, sorry, love.
You're right. One of the sheep hasn't got across, has it?
What?
You were staring over at the brook.
Oh, no. No, I wasn't really looking at anything. Just thinking about Dad. So.
Oh.
And Pip, to be honest. You can be sure he would have banned Jude from the farm.
Do you think so?
Dad! One time, I was meant to be helping him with the harvest, and instead I spent the afternoon over at Nightingale Farm with Michelle.
Michelle? Oh, was that the sheep shearer from New Zealand?
Yes, right, yeah.
No guesses what you were getting up to.
I wish. No, but when I did get home, Dad absolutely blew his top and didn't stop hearing about it for weeks.
It goes to show, then. None of us were angels.
No.
Maybe we shouldn't be quite so hard on Pip. Look, I know what she did was irresponsible.
Not just her.
But if this ban means she's never going to be at home... I mean, what about her coursework?
Oh, no.
She says she's finishing it at Jude's, but her new deadline's on Thursday.
And we're not stopping her from working at home.
No.
I'm not saying she can't see Jude. We haven't even asked her to pay for the damage to the quad bike.
I know, I know.
I think we've been very reasonable.
I just don't want it to be counterproductive.
No, I know, neither do I. I don't want Pip spending any more time with him, but we have got to draw the line somewhere.
Yeah.
And to be honest, there is no way I could have him on the farm.
I understand.
I just couldn't stand it.
Well, Pip did say she wanted to be treated like an independent adult.
Yeah, she did. Well, now she's going to have to act like one.
You'd think she would have learned by now, though, Brian.
Oh, that's hardly fair.
She's already done this once to Phoebe. And what about her marriage?
I mean, it's not as if she's not intending to go back. Well, is it?
Well, I just know what Kate's like. Whenever she feels stuck or that life isn't exciting enough, she just decides to drop everything.
Well, I really don't see it that way.
She always thinks that the grass is going to be greener.
She wants to get some qualifications.
Brian...
I don't see why this can't be a good thing.
Look, she doesn't have to leave her family. She could do this in South Africa.
It doesn't matter what we say.
Oh, well, there's no point in having this discussion then.
But it's true, though, isn't it? She's going to do what she wants.
But don't you think it's even a little bit strange?
Yes, of course. But I'm also pleased she's finally showing some drive. Oh. And it'll be nice to have her home. For us and for Phoebe.
Of course. But that's not what I'm saying.
We're just going to have to support Kate on this one.
But, Brian...
Seriously, Jenny, what else can we do?
Tom, have you seen my keys?
Hmm?
Car keys, I can't find them.
Sorry, I don't know.
Where are they?
When did you last have them?
I don't know, that's why I'm looking for them.
No. Have you got any idea when you'll be back?
What? I'm not sure. My interview's at 11:30, so I suppose, depending on whether I stop in Leicester for lunch, I'll probably be home around 3:00.
OK. Well, I'll try to be back from Sawyer's. I've got a meeting at 1:30, but I should be finished by 3:00.
Oh, here they are. They're behind your cereal.
No.
Right. I better be going. How do I look?
Hmm. Great.
Yeah, thanks.
Hey.
Sat-nav. Sat-nav.
You put it in your handbag last night.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on, come here. Just calm down.
Tom.
Take a deep breath. You're going to be fine. You've got good qualifications. You're bright. You're articulate.
Okay, okay.
You look absolutely gorgeous.
All right.
Good.
Can I go now?
Sure.
I'll see you later.
All right, and good luck. I love you.
Yeah, love you too.
Come on, Ed. You can't tell me that wasn't a lovely sight.
I never said it wasn't.
And now they're all out on grass. They won't be much effort.
No, I know.
I'll come down and check on them if you want. Oh, they're so cute, those calves.
Yeah, but cute doesn't pay the bills, though, does it? Oh,
bills, bills, bills. I've seen the figures now. They don't cost that much.
Yeah, they're still using up pasture, though, aren't they?
And that's why you've put them on the bank, isn't it? Where the rest of the herd don't graze much.
Yes, but...
Yeah, that's what you told me.
Yeah, I know, but still...
Come on. Oh, don't be such a cynic. I saw you crack a smile when Archie was nudging Alfie out of the way. didn't you?
Well, yes, of course I did.
You see?
Well, it's always nice to see healthy young stock.
Honestly, you farmers, you all act so hard-hearted.
I'm just saying, well, you need to make sure you get a good price for them.
And that's what I promised. Maurice has already given me some contacts.
Really?
Don't you worry, Bab. It's all in hand. When I'm finished, you'll wonder why you haven't been doing it for years.
I tell you, Jazzer, we come up trumps finding that one.
Aye, so you keep saying.
Well, Harry's been an absolute godsend. He just gets on, does his job. I don't have to check up on him.
You'll be changing water into wine next.
What's that?
Nothing.
You know he set up that blog about the milk round?
What? You never actually let him talk you into that rubbish.
I thought that was what you youngsters was into.
Unbelievable.
You know Phoebe can talk to her mum on the computer now in South Africa.
Oh, really? Look, I put this blog.
So there you are.
Oh, well, oh, love, where did you spring from?
Oh, me and Ed have been up to see the calves.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're all right, Jazz. No, exactly.
Oh, they do look happy.
Mike, can I finish?
So have you almost done?
Well, we've just got the antis to sterilise and a few other bits and pieces.
You're still coming to Felpersham, though?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Mike.
Thought we were going to get you some new shoes.
Yeah, I know, and we will.
Are you listening to me?
What?
Why was I no told about this blog? I mean, I'm still senior milkman, innit?
Senior to who?
Who do you think?
Oh, sorry, Jazzer. Never really occurred to me.
I should be informed about these developments.
But Harry just come to me with the idea. Like I say, I don't really deal with the website. Brenda does it.
Is this about Harry doing that blog, yeah? Keep up, will you?
All right, I was only asking. Well, I thought it might be a good way to communicate with the customers.
Regale them with fascinating stories about semi-skim milk, that sort of thing.
Well, actually, I thought it was pretty good. It really paints a picture of what it's like, you know, out on the round. He's got a nice way of writing, hasn't he, love?
Yes.
And even if it only attracts one or two more customers, I'm just pleased to have someone who's so enthusiastic about building up the round.
Well, and I'm no.
Look, you need to get changed. We can't go visiting a restaurant with you looking like that.
No, I know.
And if we want to be back before Brenda gets home, we really do need to go now.
You could be right. Look, Jazza, do you mind? I'm going to have to go.
What would you say if I was to write my own blog?
You?
Well, it makes sense, does it no? Having one for each round.
I thought you said that...
We've all got to do a bit to build up the business.
Well, if you want. I mean, like I say, you need to talk to Brenda. Now, I don't think there's much left to do.
So I can write my own blog?
Yeah, be my guest.
Mike, are we going?
You go ahead, darling. I'll finish up here.
Cheers, Jazza.
Great. I'll see you tomorrow, Ed.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, bye then.
Bye. Bye.
What's all that about?
You're not really going to write a blog, are you? Why not? If the Karate Kid can, I can suck up with the best of them.
So have you found their office?
No, not yet. I don't know where I am.
Well, you can't be too far now.
I thought I was walking in the right direction.
Have you asked for directions?
Elden Street.
Brenda?
What? Oh, this is a nightmare. I'm going around in a giant circle.
It's all right.
If it hadn't been for that flipping tailback on the motorway.
Well, look, you've still got 20 minutes. It's fine. Just ask someone. You'll get there.
And what kind of state will I be in when I do?
Bren.
St. James's Street.
Then why don't you call them? Let them know you're struggling.
Oh, and that's going to look really professional.
Well, that doesn't matter.
No, Tom, I'm sorry, but I need to concentrate.
But...
I'll see you later, okay?
Yes, but Brenda, hang on. Are you there? Brenda? Oh.
I feel sick.
All right, here you go. I've done your cheese and pickle. All right.
Nah, take it away. I can't eat it.
What are you talking about?
Oh, look at him. It's revolting. Grinning at you at the computer like that.
Oh, right.
Have you read any of this bilge?
How could I? I was making you a sandwich.
Well, just listen to this numpty. At first I thought these early mornings would be really difficult. But now I've started, I'm really enjoying it. There's nothing like having the road to yourself while the beautiful countryside wakes up all around you. Oh, clearly, I'm going to spew.
Oh, it's not that bad.
Are you kidding me?
No, seriously. At least you don't have to put up with Vicky.
Vicky?
Yeah, cooing over her blessed calf.
Nah.
Never going to convince her this veal business ain't going to work. I mean, she just doesn't listen.
I'm sorry, mate.
Just going to have to hope she proves me wrong.
Vicky's got nothing on Prince Harry here. It's like he wants to make babies or something.
So what are you going to do about it?
I tell you,
You can't write a blog about what you get up to on the round to put it on an entirely different type of website.
Get off with you. I'll just copy what he's done. Say something about the birds twittering and bunnies leaping to and fro. That sort of thing. Right then.
Hang on, I thought you couldn't get on the website.
Well, can I? I'll just type it here and send it out to Brenda. Okay, let's get the creative juices flowing. So, you going to help me or what?
What, me?
Of course. I'm not an analyst since GCSE.
Well, neither have I.
Well, I know, but how about this? The alarm clock buzzes loudly. I pull back the... How do you spell duvet?
Oh, D, U, V, E, Y?
Says it's not right.
Never mind. Keep going. Rubbing my eyes, I climb out of bed.
Aye. Hi, that's good.
Yeah. Trying not to wake the...
Hang on. Wait.
Okay?
Aye.
Trying not to wake the random bird I pulled last night.
Ha ha, very funny.
Well, I don't know what to put.
Look, we have to do this properly.
Why? Let Harry suck up to Mike if he wants to. It's all good for the round.
I can't even let His Royal Highness wheedle his way into my position. And that's what Michael expects from me. Prince Harry needs to learn his place. That's why we're going to do this right.
Are you sure you don't mind? I mean, we didn't know when you'd be back.
No, sit down.
Oh, thanks, love.
How long have you been waiting outside?
We just got here.
All right.
So, how did the interview go?
Were
they nice people? Well, what's Leicester like? I've never been. Have you?
Mm. To be honest, I didn't get much of a chance to look around.
No?
Sorry, do you mind? I just need to use the...
We've been ever so worried, haven't we? Mm. We've been thinking about you all day.
Really?
Well, we so wanted it to go well for you.
Yeah. So come on then. Tell us, was it a difficult interview?
Oh, I'm not sure, to be honest. I was so frazzled when I got there.
Oh.
It was a horrible journey.
Oh, no.
I think there must have been a crash on the motorway and then I got lost trying to find somewhere to park in the centre.
But you think it went okay?
Like I say, I don't know.
Of course it did, Bab. It's always difficult to tell.
Look,
they seem positive?
Huh?
Well, you know, I mean, it must have got a feel whether they liked you or not.
Well, they said they thought it was a good application.
Ah.
And they seemed very interested in my radio work.
Oh.
So they were friendly to you then?
Oh, yeah. Actually, everyone seemed really nice. And I'd be part of a new team. I just won a big contract.
Right.
I mean, I'd be going in at the bottom. I'd only be handling the smaller stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's all you want, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I'd be working with people with a lot more experience.
No, you just want a chance to get your foot on the first rung of the ladder.
Yeah.
And the offices are really cool, too. They've got, like, these chill-out spaces.
Oh, well, that does sound exciting, doesn't it?
Oh, hi, Tom.
Where are you? How did it go?
We're in here.
We? Oh. Oh,
hiya, Tom.
Mike, Vicky.
Yeah, hope you don't mind. We had to find out how it went.
And?
And she did brilliantly.
Mm. Really?
I don't know about that.
Oh, nonsense. What did you say? They loved your application and they couldn't get over the radio stuff she's done.
Well, we'll just have to wait and see. Look, I really need to use the loo.
Yeah, sure.
And then I might quickly get changed. I feel like I've been in that car all day.
Yeah, all right, love.
Tom, do you want to put the kettle on?
Okay. Tea?
Well, if you're making one.
Oh, looks like I am now. Vicky?
Oh, yes, please. Oh, I do hope it works out for her.
Well, by the sounds of it, this job could be perfect.
Is that what she said?
Oh, she seems really excited.
Yeah, finally something she actually wants to do. She's been looking for so long.
Yeah, just a shame it has to be so far away.
Huh?
Well, all that commuting. I mean, it's a lot of pressure, isn't it? She's hardly going to be home.
But she's young, though.
It's only for a year. All that travelling will be worthwhile if she gets a career out of it.
She wants it so badly. Mm.
Yeah, I know.
We've just got to keep our fingers crossed, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, come on now, move it.
All right, Eddie, all right.
Well,
get there. Traffic's always snarled up this time of day.
I know.
But we've got to set you up at your stall.
Yeah, yeah, that was a bit of luck, though, wasn't it?
Oh, what are you doing, you plonker?
You just happened to hear there was a pitch in the produce section.
Oh, fine.
Hey, Eddie, I reckon between me selling compost and you on the livestock, we ought to make a pretty penny today.
Oh, it's never enough, though, is it?
Oh, what you want to do?
You seen the size of the lecky bill? I told you to stop putting the thermostat up this winter.
Oh, I had to keep warm, Eddie.
Hey, and you still haven't handed over all of your winter fuel allowance.
Well, I told
and buying
you.
Whiskey does not count.
It's central eating. Oh, what's the matter with you? Things aren't that bad. You've got this job now, and you're over at Home Farm tomorrow planting the strawberries.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe I'm feeling old.
Ah.
It would just be nice to have something regular to rely on. Don't involve me working my fingers to the bone.
Wouldn't we all?
Hey!
Eddie, I told you, there ain't no rush.
No, outside Jack's. It's Kenton and Kirsty.
Oh, huh?
Looks as if they've started the building work, don't it?
Who is that beeping?
Who do you think? Nobody else has a clary in big letters on their van.
Was it Eddie?
Yeah, and Joe.
I didn't see. Oh, so where am I going to get my caffeine fix now?
Oh, I'm sorry, if you popped round yesterday.
Oh,
yeah, no, we still had the coffee machine plugged in.
I'm only kidding. I don't know why I forgot you were closed.
Well, it's early, isn't it?
Yeah, and I need a coffee. Yeah,
exactly. Mind out.
Oh, sorry.
Right.
Oh, it's not the wisest place to stand, is it?
I know, that's why I'm wearing this hard hat. Yeah, they're bringing down the ceiling today.
Looks like a big job.
Yeah. It's going to be quite a transformation. I mean, you can't really see, but on this side, there's going to be a spiral staircase.
Uh-huh.
And if we're upstairs, I'm trying to get hold of some shabby leather sofas, you know?
Oh.
And then with, cool, chilled out lighting and some funky art on the walls.
Sounds fab.
Yeah.
To be honest, it's just what this town needs. I mean, if you don't want a pub or a club, well, there's nowhere else to go.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm counting on. I just need to find some more staff.
Yeah,
I don't suppose you know anyone. It's mainly for the bar in the evening.
I could mention it to Anya. She might like a few hours.
I really need someone who can take a bit more responsibility. What about Brenda?
It's not exactly the kind of work she's looking for.
No, but, well,
in fact, she had an interview yesterday with a PR firm.
Oh, right.
I'll keep my ear out, though.
Thanks. Hey, lads, come on. Sorry.
It's okay. They're builders. They can't help it.
Yeah, well, even so.
Look, I won't distract you from your work any longer.
Oh, sure.
Or them.
Okay.
Now, where am I going to find a decent latte?
So, have they offered her the job then?
No, I don't think so, anyway. She's just been for an interview.
Oh, I see.
But Leicester does seem like an awfully long way. I know she's desperate to find a job.
No, Brenda always was very ambitious.
Yes, I suppose so. I can't believe Tom's very happy about it, though.
Mum, are you all right? Look, do you need a pen to sign it?
No, there's one here. Ted's car wasn't in the car park, was it?
Wouldn't know.
His name isn't in the book.
Right, look, if you're okay here...
Yes, of course, dear, you go.
I'll say hello to Jack when I come back from the hairdressers.
Jennifer tells me you're going away on Thursday.
What?
Visiting a friend, I think she said.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyone I know?
No, I wouldn't think so. Just someone from Guernsey.
Really?
We haven't actually spoken for years, but she's over in London visiting family, and she gave me a call last week.
Oh, how lovely. That'll be a nice opportunity to catch up.
Yeah, I hope so. Anyway, look, I mustn't be late for my appointment.
No, that's fine.
I'll try to be back by midday.
Well, don't worry. I haven't seen Jack for such a long time.
All right, then.
Honestly, dear, you take as long as you need.
OK, bye.
Go on, girl. That's it. In you go.
Hey, Eddie.
Dad, what are you doing here? Aren't you on the store selling compost?
It's all right. I've locked up the van.
You haven't packed it in?
No.
Oh, then get back there. I'm busy.
Hang on. I got a little proposition for you. How easy do you reckon it would be to squeeze a couple of bullocks into the morning sale? A
couple of bullocks? What are you talking about?
You know Dick Amon?
Dick who?
Amon, from over Feldwich way. He used to have a thing going with that Marjorie Ward.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, well, he's here, and he's got 2 Charolais bullocks to sell. Lovely beasts.
So?
He's only just got here, so They'll go on the list last of all.
Yeah, that's what happens when you get here late.
Well, you know where it is. Most of the buyers will have bought what they want by then, and Dick Avery needs to get a decent price.
Oh, I don't know, Dad.
Now, come on, it's only a couple of bullocks. You can do him this favour, can't you?
No, I'd like to, but, well, it's not exactly proper, is it?
You ain't broken no law.
I know. Oh, but I've only just got back into Mr. Bailey's good books.
Well, you don't have to find out. If you has a quiet word with them in the office...
Well, perhaps...
And there'd be a nice tip in it for you, too.
Really?
Of course. Dick Amon says he'd be ever so grateful if you'd oblige.
Well, if you put it like that, I suppose I could have a word with Mitzi, you know, or twinkle me eye at her.
There you see. I told him you'd do it.
Hey?
Go on, go work your charms. I'll keep an eye on things here.
No, I think it looks great, Lillian.
Really?
Absolutely. You know, it suits the shape of your face.
Mm, good. I wasn't sure. I just felt like having something different, you know, a bit shorter.
Mm. Hiya.
Oh, Kenton, hello again.
Hello, darling.
Oh, hi, Lillian.
Hey, you tell her, will you?
Tell her what?
Her hair.
Hmm?
She's had it changed.
Oh, yes, very nice.
Honestly, man.
It's all right, Kenton.
No, no, really. It's lovely.
Oh, well, I think it really suits you.
Thank you, darling.
So is that everything, then?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I've got my yoghurt, my cheese and my chocolate, and that's the most important thing. You know, you're the only place that has this.
Well, I always make sure we've got some in stock. I know how much you like it.
Oh, bless you, darling.
Bye, then.
Yeah. Lovely to see you, Kirsty.
Oh, and thanks for buying some raffle tickets.
Oh, no problem. Bye, Kenton.
Yeah, bye. Take care.
So, what can I do for you? We've only got instant out the back, I'm afraid.
No, no, no. I don't need any coffee. I've made up a few notices.
All right.
Yeah, advertising jobs for the bar. I don't suppose you could ask Helen or Pat if they can put one up in here.
Well, I'll put one up now.
Really?
Sure. Don't need to ask them. They let me handle most things here.
Oh, I didn't realise you had so much power.
Oh, yeah, that's me.
Huh?
First stop, Ambridge Organics. Next stop, Downing Street.
Seriously, though...
Well, since Helen started doing more work in the dairy, I'm in charge of the orders, I do the takings, keep the shop looking pretty.
Well, how couldn't it be with you behind the counter? Do you know, all the boys at Jack's, they wanted to know who you were.
Did they really?
Yeah, yeah, don't worry. I haven't told them you only work round the corner.
Oh, tell them. I don't mind. As long as they spend some money when they come in.
Yeah, Kirsty, you're the kind of person I need behind the bar.
I've got my hands full with this place and working at the Bull, thank you very much.
Yeah, of course.
I will put up your notice for you, though.
So what are you having?
I'll have a sausage butty tart with brown sauce.
Oh, great.
And extra onions.
Right.
And a bottle of scrumpy.
Oh, Dad!
What? Half of that money is mine anyway.
I'm the one who got the bullocks into the sale early.
And you wouldn't have got the tip at all if I hadn't bumped into Dick even.
Oh, I suppose.
Anyway, I reckon we deserves a decent dinner.
You know, this might not be a bad way of making a few extra bob. Mitzi hardly batted an eyelid when I put it to her. She just slipped it in as lot 55A.
What did I tell you?
I mean, I could only do it now and again, you know, just for mates.
Oh, of course. No sense pushing her luck.
Well, it's a service to the customer. That's what we're supposed to be about.
Hey, Eddie.
What? You don't want anything else, do you?
No. But on the subject of making a few bob extra, you got me thinking. Now, we keep talking about doing camping in the field.
And we agreed it was too much hassle. You meant to have toilets and showers and fire extinguishers.
Yeah, I know.
There's all sorts of rules. You need licences and planning permission.
Only if anybody notices.
Well, of course they'll notice. How long do you think it'll be before Linda Snell or somebody sticks their nose in?
Well, then we'll have to find another way round it. Rules are said to be bent.
Dad.
The vicar camped all over the place. Nobody had to get planning permission for that.
He weren't paying. It was for charity.
Eddie.
Where are you going with this?
Don't you steer me out, will you? All right. So we only has a few pitches, eh? Around the back of the pole barn where it's difficult to see.
Who's going to want to camp there?
Well, that's the point, though, isn't it? It's back to basics. That's how we'll advertise it. You got none of your luxuries like toilets and water, but then we ain't charging a fortune, eh? Like budget airlines.
Right.
Well, even 5/10 at a tenner a night over the summer months, it's still a tidy sum.
What about planning permission, though? I'm sure you need it after a certain time.
Oh, maybe, but then who's to say how long the pitches have been there, eh? What happens if we move them to the other side of the field? Do we still need permission then?
I see what you mean.
Oh, it's easy money, Eddie. We just have to make sure we keep it nice and quiet.
You know, you might be onto something.
Yeah, I told you.
I'll have a think about it.
Good lad. Now go on, get me my dinner.
Oh, all right, I'm going.
Oh, can I have a scotch egg and all?
Midday, you said, Lillian. Midday.
I know.
I've been sitting in reception for over half an hour. Where have you been?
You said you didn't mind.
That's not the point. This isn't the time I was expecting you.
Look, has something happened, Mum? Why didn't you want me to see Jack?
I just want to go home, Lillian. I'm still not completely over this cold and I'm very tired.
Mum.
Would you unlock the door?
What's the matter? There's obviously something wrong.
Lillian.
Will you just tell me?
It's nothing, really. It's just Jack.
I thought so.
I went to find him in the lounge and he was sitting in a chair next to Violet.
Yeah?
Ted's wife.
I know.
And...
Well, what, Mum? Come on, what on earth's happened?
And they were holding hands, Lillian. Jack and Violet. And I know I'm being silly and I know it doesn't mean anything, but... Every time I tried to distract him, he just wanted to wander off with her.
Oh,
I couldn't separate them.
Oh, I'm sorry. That must have been horrible. You are right, though. He doesn't know what he's doing.
I know, but still.
I know.
I just didn't want to be here any longer than I had to.
I understand. Look, let's get you in the car.
It was as though I didn't exist for him. I just want you to take me home.
Oh, no.
What? Brenda, what is it?
Nothing. It's just this blog Jazza sent me. I shouldn't laugh, really.
What blog?
But the milk round. I told you about Harry's, didn't I?
Oh, yeah. I think you mentioned something.
Well, Jazza wants to do one too. You should read some of it. It's terrible.
Oh, go on then. Let's have a look.
Nothing makes me happier
than to know that...
It's to know he's missed out the K.
Than to know that when people get out of bed, I've put a smile on their faces.
They're spelt T-H-E-R-E.
And an apostrophe after faces.
Yeah, it gets better. He seems to think he's on a one-man mission to perk up everyone's morning.
Well, I have heard that about Jazza.
Wait. You haven't seen the picture yet. What do you think of that?
Oh, that's not so bad.
But look, there's smoke drifting out from behind his back.
Oh, yeah.
Still holding his roller.
That sounds about right. Sometimes I worry about the pigs passive smoking.
So are you off then?
Yeah, I need to get back to the farm. And what are you up to this afternoon? You're going to get out of your pyjamas?
Just because I haven't got dressed does not mean I haven't been working.
I know.
How do you think all your undies get washed? Do you think the washing up happens by magic?
Okay, I'm only teasing.
I know. I'll probably just tour the job sites, see if there's anything new there.
Oh, right. What about Lester?
I can't pin all my hopes on that.
No, I guess not.
I need to keep looking.
Sure. Oh, you never know. You might find something a little closer to home. What?
Now, that really would be hoping too much, wouldn't it?
Oh, poor Gran. Must have been dreadful for her.
Yeah, Lillian said she was beside herself.
What a surprise.
Although, now, of course, she's wondering if it's because she hadn't seen Jack for a few days.
Well, that's silly. Jack wouldn't have noticed she'd been away.
I know, but you can understand it. Peggy's been visiting the Laurels at least every other day.
Mm. Oh, that doesn't wear enough. Can you put a bit more curd in there for me?
Yeah, sure. And then the 1 week when she's too poorly to go in, this happens.
Thanks.
Can you imagine how painful it must have been seeing him holding hands with this lady?
Oh.
This disease just seems to keep finding new ways of being cruel.
I know.
Right, I think we're done. Just need to get the mould onto the press.
I shall make us a cup of tea.
Oh, go on then. That'd be lovely.
Right. You don't mind me leaving you to finish up?
No, no. I'm probably safer in here.
Sorry?
Patrick could be lurking outside.
Oh.
Dad might have invited him over again to seduce me.
No, I don't think he's going to try that again.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Brian.
I hope you don't mind. Tony said I might find you here.
No, no.
Afternoon, Helen.
Hi, Brian.
Is everything okay?
Yes, yeah, I just wanted a quick word. I've had some good news about the shop.
Oh, right. Well, stay there. I was going over to the house anyway.
Are you done?
Yep, the hopper's full now.
So you're drilling carrots for the rest of the day?
Well, thought I'd have some lunch first.
Cool.
Oh, I'm Tony. Do you want a cuppa?
Oh.
Yes, please.
Yeah, cheers, love. You found her then, Brian?
Yes, thank you, Tony.
So you heard from the cupboard.
Oh, right then. Have you eaten?
Yes, thanks. I dropped back home. I wanted to see how Brenda was getting on.
Any news about her interview?
No, not yet.
Well, it's only been a couple of days. I wouldn't read too much into it.
No.
No, honestly. I'm sure they'll be in touch soon.
I don't know what I want them to say when they do, though.
Sorry?
No, forget it. That's not true.
Tom?
Of course I want Brenda to get the job. I just wish it didn't have to be so far away.
Oh, I know Leicester's a long way.
It's over an hour and a half's drive. And that's if the roads are clear.
Well, yeah.
And it's not as if I work the shortest hours, is it? By the time we're both home, we'll barely get to see each other.
Oh. You don't know if she's got it yet.
No, I know.
And even if she does, it's only, what, a year's contract?
That's right.
Maybe after that she'll find something a little closer.
That's what everyone keeps saying. But really, how likely is it? All the kind of jobs Brenda's interested in, they're in the city.
Right.
You should have heard her, Dad, going on about how exciting and buzzy the offices in Leicester were.
Well, at least after 12 months she'll have more experience.
And then what?
Then she'll have more options.
She's still not going to want to come back and join some tiny little outfit in Borchester, though, is she?
Oh, come on. You're looking too far ahead.
Am I?
You don't know what's going to happen.
I just know how important this is to Brenda. I mean, she only said to me the other week she doesn't want to get married until her career's on track.
Well, then, even more reason to hope she gets the job.
Yeah, I know. I'm just worried about what kind of marriage it's going to be if she's never at home.
I'd like to hear you say that in front of your mum.
No, I didn't mean it like that.
No, when we got married, I was told in no uncertain terms that I was getting a wife, not my housewife.
Well, of course. But you get to see mum every day. You work together.
Oh, I know.
I'd miss Brenda. I don't want her to be away all the time.
Look, I really don't think you've got anything to worry about. The two of you, you'll work something out.
Maybe.
Of course you will. You and Brenda are a strong couple.
Yeah.
Of that I'm certain.
Thanks, Dad. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to...
No.
You know.
Yeah, I know. I just stopped fretting. It's not as though it's much fun for Brenda at the moment.
No.
You'll both be much happier if she gets the job.
Yeah.
So, what are you doing now?
I suppose I need to check on the pigs, and then I'm going to get on with the veg boxes.
Oh, yeah, of course, it's Wednesday.
Yep.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go in, get some food inside me before I start the drilling.
Sure. Oh, hey, you should ask Brian about the strawberries.
Huh?
Yeah, I popped over there this morning to have a look. It's an impressive setup Adam's got. They're going over to tabletop.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Just imagine if we could grow some of the salad crops like that. You wouldn't have to bend down ever again.
Oh, now there's a thought. Right then.
Tony, hi.
Oh, Brenda.
Do you know where Tom is?
Yes, love, he's right here.
What is it?
You won't believe it, Tom.
What?
The agency. They just rang.
And?
And they want me.
Really?
I've got it. They've offered me the job.
That really is wonderful news, Brian.
Well, I have to say I'm pleased, because I wasn't completely confident we'd get the grant.
Really?
Well, you just don't know, do you? The public finances are so tight, no matter what happens next week.
That's true.
At least the council still seems to have money for this.
So, have you spoken to Robert?
No, not yet.
Because now that the money for the refurbishment's come through, he can make a start.
We still need to pass it by the committee. I mean, they'll want to have their say.
Oh, yeah.
And the lease needs signing.
We can still sound him out, though. I'll give him a call if you want.
Yes, all right. I've spoken to the Plunkett Foundation as well.
Oh, yeah?
And the paperwork's with them ready to go. As soon as we've raised our half, they'll be able to confirm the match funding.
Fingers crossed for tomorrow night, then.
Indeed. How many raffle tickets have we sold?
I don't know exactly. Kirsty reckons they've sold a lot at the shop, and I know Kathy's been busy. I'll find out at the ball.
Well, I wouldn't worry. I mean, how much do we need? 300, 400?
368.
I have a feeling we'll reach our target.
I can hardly believe it, really. It's been such a long road.
Hasn't it just?
With a few battles.
Not naming any names.
No.
But I have to say, though, Pat, you've shown me something.
I beg your pardon?
No, I'm serious. I mean, you know I wasn't entirely convinced by the community shop idea.
Really? Were you not?
You know I wasn't. It's not that I wanted the shop to close, but I just couldn't see another way around it.
No.
But I'm glad to have been proved wrong, genuinely. This wouldn't have happened without you.
Oh, thank you, Brian. As I always say, the value of people doesn't always show up on the bottom line.
Well, that'll be the next challenge, won't it? Keeping that line above the red.
Are you sure you don't want to stay for a cup of tea?
No, no. Actually, I should go. I'm on my way to a BL meeting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll speak to you soon, though.
Yeah, all right, Brian.
Oh, watch out.
I'm sorry, Brian.
Yeah, it's fine.
No, I didn't see you.
That's all right. I was on my way out anyway. Bye, then.
Yeah, see you, Brian.
Pat.
Good news, Tony.
Hmm? What?
The grant for the refurbishment came through.
Oh, right.
Isn't that great?
Well, yes, yes, but hold on. Just listen to this.
Bye then, Tom, Brenda.
Oh, yeah.
Bye.
See you, Brian. So, what are you saying? That you might stay over in Leicester during the week?
No, I'm just saying I thought about it.
Right.
It's too expensive, though. Now I know exactly what they're paying. I couldn't afford it.
Can you even afford the petrol?
What?
Well, a long trip to Leicester and back every day.
Yeah, it's still less expensive than staying over. And at least I'd get to sleep in my own bed.
Yeah, that's true. Or there's the train, I suppose.
It isn't any cheaper.
But at least it might be a bit more relaxing.
Oh, hardly. Still have to drive to the station, pay for parking, and then it's two changes during rush hour.
Yeah, okay.
It doesn't make sense. I'm just going to have to bite the bullet and drive.
Right.
What?
Oh, nothing. It's just a lot of commuting. As long as you think you can manage it.
Well, I'm going to have to, aren't I?
Sure.
I was hoping you'd be a bit more excited.
No, of course I'm excited. Sorry. You know I'm behind you if this is what you want.
What I want? A job in PR? It's all I've wanted for the last year.
I know.
Finally, someone believes I might actually be good at something.
Hey.
Not to mention the money. You should at least be happy about that. You're not going to have to bankroll me anymore.
Well, I am happy for you. Come here. It's brilliant. I'm so proud.
My life might actually be going somewhere.
Brenda! Oh, sorry.
No. Hi, Pat.
Congratulations. It's wonderful.
Thanks.
We were just saying, we knew you could do it.
You must be so pleased.
Pleased, relieved, terrified.
Do you know when you start?
In a couple of weeks.
Oh, not so long then.
No.
Oh, that's good. You've been waiting for so long.
I was just saying to Tom, I started to think it would never happen.
No.
Well, we'd never have guessed. You've always stayed so determined.
And now it's all worked out.
Yeah.
Yep.
Come on, let's get inside. Maybe we should have something better than a cup of tea.
Oh. Dad?
Helen, have you heard?
No, I haven't told her. Fertility clinic just rang. They've got a slot.
What?
Somebody's dropped out, so they say I can go in.
You mean...
Yes.
But I thought there was a waiting list.
Well, maybe the people above me couldn't take it up.
So, what, you can go in straight away?
2 weeks on Friday.
2 weeks?
Helen! Isn't it fantastic?
Yes, I suppose. Tony?
Dad? Just think, this time next month I could be pregnant.
So where are you?
In the lobby, where I've always been.
I can't see you.
Near the lifts, there's a seated area. I'm next to an enormous pot plant.
Oh, yeah. No, I see you.
Oh, there you are, Paul.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Lillian. I must have walked straight past you.
I said I was having a drink at the bar.
I thought you meant the bar in the ballroom. Oh, well, never mind. It's lovely to have finally found you.
In fairness, you probably weren't expecting my hair to have changed.
No. Although it looks great. You look great.
Thank you.
That dress is beautiful.
Well, you don't look bad yourself.
Oh, I don't know about that. I always hate wearing a tux.
Nonsense. You look very handsome.
Well, anyway, you checking okay?
Yeah, fine.
Good. It's not a bad place, is it?
No. And my room's very nice.
Yeah. So's mine. Right then.
Right then.
Shall we? I mean, if you finish your drink, can I buy you another one?
Oh, no. I think we should get in there, don't you?
Well, if that's what you'd like.
Well, no point standing around out here. I'm about ready for a dance.
What do you mean Kenton's offered you a job?
Oh, sorry, but keep your voice down.
But when was this, Kirsten?
Today. He came into the shop.
What? I mean, he wants you to work at Jack's full-time?
No, just in the evening, on the bar.
Right.
I haven't mentioned it to anyone here, though. It's not exactly the best time to be leaving, is it? What with Sid and Jolene going away?
No.
Fallon was offering a licensing course today.
So, do you think you might take it?
I'm considering it. I mean, when Kenton first came in, I thought he was taking the mick.
Mm.
I'd already told him I'd got two jobs. But then he kept going on and on, saying how I should join the Kenton party. I tell you, he should be on a political broadcast. He's so persuasive.
You can't stop him when he's talking about Jax.
Saying how much fun we'd have and why he thinks I'd be perfect for the job. He wants me to have quite a bit of responsibility.
Make sure he pays you for it, then.
He's right, though. I probably would be more appreciated there than I am here.
I'm glad someone is.
Sorry?
Ah, oh, Fallon.
Sorry about that, Kathy. I had to get some more change from the safe.
Oh, no, that's great.
Will it be enough?
Yeah, I think I've bullied most people into entering the raffle now. Oh, excuse me, Jazza.
Pay me the usual, please.
Hang on. Has he bought a ticket?
Ah.
Aye.
You can always buy some more, you know. We've got some great prizes.
I'll stick with the one.
Fair enough. Thanks, Fallon.
There's no problem. So just the pint, was it?
It's okay, Fallon, I'm doing it.
Ah, hey, how about that? We make a good team, don't we? Hey, Kirsty, we're not going to have any problem when Mum and Sid go to New Zealand.
No.
Well, hope it didn't ruin your celebrations.
No, Pat, not really. I mean, it was a bit of a shock.
Because you could have stayed.
Honestly, like I say, I wanted to go and tell Dad about the job.
Yeah, of course.
And I thought it was better to leave Tom to try and talk to Tony.
Yes.
How is he?
Oh, he's okay. He stayed out tinkering in the machinery shed last night.
Right.
I said to him, though, when he did finally come in, he might as well try to be happy. Mm. This is what Helen wants. And it would be lovely to have a grandchild.
Yeah. Oh, Pat, there you are.
Oh, hi, Kathy.
Oh, wow, Brenda, look at you.
Oh.
You're a bit dressed up for a raffle, aren't you?
No, Tom and I are going into Felpisham in a bit.
Have you heard? Brenda got the job with the PR agency.
Yes, Kirsty said. Congratulations.
Thanks.
So, are you going somewhere nice to celebrate?
Just to a bar. Have a few cocktails.
Great. Oh, let me have another look at that engagement ring.
Oh.
Every time I see it, I think how beautiful it is.
So, is everything ready for the raffle, Kathy?
Yeah, but I've just been trying to sell a few last tickets.
Well, I guess we should probably get things started.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, Brenda.
See you in a bit.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, what were you?
Why? What is it, Jazzer?
How come you've not posted my blog on the website yet?
Well...
Dear me!
Are you okay?
Yeah. It's just very hot in there. You're quite a mover, Mr. Morgan.
Oh, hardly. Here's your champagne.
Oh, thanks.
I just hope I didn't step on your toes too many times.
Oh, shut up. You were wonderful.
Oh.
It's been a long time since I've been whisked round the dance floor.
Well, I'm glad you're enjoying it.
I am. It's been nice meeting all your colleagues.
Oh, no, I'm sorry about that. Maybe it wasn't too boring.
No!
Well, you didn't come all the way down here to listen to me talk about business.
Oh, don't be silly. If it had been Matt, he would have been doing deals all night. I'm just glad you were able to come. You're obviously thought a lot of.
How is Matt, by the way?
Oh, well...
Have you seen him this week?
No. I'm going to visit tomorrow.
Right.
He's fine, though. Busy hatching his plans for when he gets out.
Really?
He wants to set up a new company.
Is he allowed?
Not officially.
Oh, I thought so.
He wants to set the business up in my name. Look, I really don't want to talk about this.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to pry.
No. But like you say, tonight's not about business. I just want to enjoy myself.
Congratulations, Neville. Come on up.
Oh, yeah, Yeah, I see what you mean, Bren. Isn't he hot? Just a bit. I wouldn't mind him delivering my milk.
Shut up, will you?
What?
Me and Numpty puts a video of themselves on the internet anyway.
I think it's good. You can see the milk van and the Grange Farm brand in the background.
Aye, proper wee Steven Spielberg. So how come Harry gets his own YouTube channel now and I'm not even allowed my own blog?
It's nothing to do with not being allowed, Jezza. I just think it needs a bit of tweaking.
Tweaking?
Well, yeah. 249. It all just sounded a bit hammy, like you were writing what you thought we'd want you to write.
Oh, so you think I should be mayor myself?
Anyone?
Well, no, not exactly.
249.
What are you on about then?
Jezza, I'm sure if you have another go at it, we can put something up there.
Forget it. Can't be bothered with all this blogging rubbish anyway.
Somebody must have it.
Only idiots and shadows look at that stuff.
Hey guys, have you checked your tickets?
Oh no, what number?
249.
Mine was 24-something.
Let's see.
Is it you, Jezza?
No, that's my ticket. Fallon!
Oh, have we found it?
249?
Yeah, that's the one.
Typical. 247.
Well done, Brenda.
Did you not just know it?
So, couldn't Kenton make it down tonight?
Well, he said he would.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, but in the end he said he was too tired. We practically passed each other on the front doorstep.
Well, I suppose he must be busy with the conversion of Jack's.
He's not doing any of it. I don't know what he is doing. Getting in the builder's way, I expect.
He does need to keep an eye on them.
They go home at 5. Oh, honestly, Pat, Kirsty's seen more of him this week than I have.
Kirsty?
Yes. No, it doesn't matter. I'll just be very happy when it's all finished.
I understand. So, how much have you got there?
£110.
And I'm up to 192, which makes...
302.
So, we're still about 70 quid short.
Oh, hang on. I didn't include the money I took this evening. That was another 54.
Ah!
I'll put in the rest.
Oh, are you sure?
Yes. Oh, Kenton can. He didn't buy any tickets.
That's it, then. We've done it.
Well done to us.
Hey, Pat, did you hear?
What's that?
I've just won a case of Lariloxley wine.
Oh, really?
And we've just reached the target to save the village shop.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Isn't it?
Wow, I'm so pleased.
Looks like we've all got a reason to celebrate.
Careful.
Daisy.
You're all right now.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, the sooner I get these heels off, the better.
I'm not sure it's the heels.
Oh, excuse me, I don't know what you're implying.
Nothing at all. You going down to breakfast tomorrow?
Breakfast, yeah, expect so.
I'll give you a call when I get up there.
Oh, you're not going, are you? Stay and have another drink with me.
Oh, I'm not sure. Really.
Oh, there must be something in the minibar, Paul. Come on, don't go yet.
Well, all right then. I won't say no to a nightcap.
Oh, good. It's far too early for the evening to end.
Yeah. That's been fun, hasn't it?
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. Just hope I'm not too bleary-eyed in the morning. You've got to visit Matt, haven't you?
Hmm?
That's what you said, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I'm going on my way back.
Everything all right?
What?
Well, you seemed a bit upset earlier. He wants to start a new business in your name.
That's right.
Look, I'm sorry if you don't want to talk about it.
No, really, it's fine.
You sure?
Yeah. I ought to talk about it to someone. It's been bothering me all week.
Why? What kind of business is it?
Oh, don't worry. It's nothing shady. Oh,
here's your gin and tonic.
Oh, thanks. Matt's not a criminal. Well, not in that way. He had made a mistake. He was backed into a corner.
Okay.
But that's the point, though, really. All the time he was struggling, you know, all those months the company was sinking deeper and deeper into trouble, he didn't tell me anything. And I don't want it to be like that again.
No.
It can't be, Paul. I mean, if we're going to set up this company together, then it should mean just that.
Yeah.
I won't be just a name on the notepaper.
And is that what Matt wants?
Oh, who knows what Matt wants?
Really?
No, actually, I know exactly what Matt wants, to make money. He made that abundantly clear the last time I saw him.
Well, that's understandable, I suppose. He must have lost a lot.
But it's precisely how we got here in the first place.
Lillian?
Oh, I don't know.
What do you mean? Come on, it's okay. You can tell me.
It's this hardness, you know. This obsession. I can see it in his eyes. And I tell myself there must be more to him. I mean, I know there is. The only reason he came back from Costa Rica is because he loved me.
But?
But then I think about all the times I've tried to reach out to him, all the times I've thought I've broken through his shell, only to... I'm sorry.
Oh, don't be silly.
Oh, I shouldn't be doing this. All I wanted was to have a lovely evening.
Well, it's fine, it's fine. You're allowed.
You know, the last time I saw him, he didn't even mention once he might be looking forward to us being together again.
Okay.
And I know he's putting a brave face on it, but I have to put on a brave face too.
Well, of course.
I mean, does he think I actually like going to that prison every week? Because I don't. I hate it. It's humiliating. But I do it because I love him.
I know.
I want to support him.
Yeah, well, that's because you're an incredible, generous woman.
Oh, Paul.
It's true. Come here.
You know, sometimes I just wonder if I've been fooling myself all along.
Oh, I'm sorry. If it was me, I'd be counting the days until I could come home and be with you.
What?
Hmm?
Did you mean that?
Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said
no,
that.
No, please don't go.
I think I'd better.
That's the kindest thing anyone said to me in a long, long while.
Is it?
Stay.
I can't. I should go back to my room.
Paul.
Shouldn't I?
No, I've heard. Isn't it great?
It's wonderful.
Susan told me the minute I walked in the shop.
And I see they've coloured in the thermometer already.
Oh, yeah. I hadn't even noticed that. Just goes to show, doesn't it?
Mm.
When people are faced with losing something they really care about.
Let's just hope they start using the shop more now, then.
Oh, I'm doing my bit.
Yes, yes, I can see.
The speed the boys get through food these days.
How are things, by the way? With Pip, I mean.
Oh, you mean the accident?
Yeah, with her boyfriend. You've banned him from the farm.
Oh, right. Yeah.
That must be causing some tension.
Oh, not really. We just don't see Pip anymore. She's at Jude's most of the time.
Oh, I see.
Sometimes I get a few short words over breakfast. She hasn't stayed over with him.
Right.
At least she's handed in her assignment now, so she's getting her work done.
I'm sorry, Ruth.
Well, had to happen sometime, I suppose.
But still, you just don't know what to do for the best, do you?
Well, there's not a lot we can do. If this relationship is as serious as she says it is.
No.
Worst part is, well, I just miss having her around the house.
Well, of course you do, Ruth.
I thought we'd have her at home for at least one more year.
And even then, they never stop worrying you. They might not have lived at home for years.
Oh, dear. Sounds ominous. Is Alice okay?
Alice? Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's fine. It's Kate I'm worried about.
Kate?
Yes. She's getting restless again. And she feels that life isn't giving her everything she wants from it.
She's not splitting up from Lucas, is she?
Oh, no, no. It's not as bad as that. Well, at least I don't think so.
Oh, good.
But she's saying she wants to go to university.
Oh, well, that's all right, isn't it?
I know. It's just that she... Oh, never mind.
No, go on.
No, no, nothing certain anyway. She's just always been so impulsive. I wish she'd think about the effect she has on other people a bit more.
Sorry about that. I couldn't stop Susan talking.
Oh, that's all right, Mum.
You must have a lot to chat about.
Well, considering all the reservations she had about the community shop idea...
I think she's relieved more than anything.
Of course.
And you must be too.
Oh, I can't tell you. It was such a burden thinking I might have to close it.
Well, there's no need to worry now.
Everyone's going to be so delighted.
Right, Mum, you ready?
Oh, yes. Mustn't be late for the optician.
Well, we've got plenty of time. I just thought you wouldn't want to rush.
Oh, that's fine. I need to get going.
Well, it's lovely to see you, Ruth.
You too, Peggy. Take care now.
Right. Bye, Ruth.
Bye.
Okay?
Yes. You know if you need to go back home after you've dropped me at the Laurels.
No.
It's fine. I could always get a taxi.
Mum, I am coming with you.
Jack hasn't held hands with Violet again.
Doesn't matter. I'd like to see him.
Well, only if you're sure.
Of course I am. Now, come on, let's get in the car.
That looks good, doesn't it? Nothing like a full English to make you feel human again.
Indeed.
Although your fruit salad does look very nice.
Mmm.
Yeah, yeah, it's fine. You know, you didn't have to wait for me, Paul.
Hmm?
If you wanted to come down for breakfast earlier.
Don't be daft, Lillian.
I'm just so tired. Hmm. All that champagne. I think it went to my head rather last night.
Yeah, same here. I did wonder if I should call your room. In the end, though, I thought, you know, you probably needed your line.
Yeah.
Yeah. You, sleep all right there?
Fine.
Good. You,
Mm-hmm.
Well, you weren't still upset after I left?
No. No. Like I say, I had a bit too much champagne as soon as my head hit the pillow.
Right.
I had a wonderful evening there.
Yeah, it was really nice, wasn't it? I'm so glad you were able to come.
No, it made a change to have somewhere to go. My social calendar's been pretty thin recently.
Yeah, so is mine. Although, actually, I am in Borsetshire again next week.
Oh?
That job in Webster Bridge.
Of course.
I thought maybe I'd drop round, if you don't mind, that is.
No. Why would I mind?
Well, I'm not sure, I just thought...
It's always nice to see you. And if you're in the area anyway.
Exactly, I might as well.
Yeah, drop by any time.
Thanks.
I'll look forward to it.
Mum, I'm so sorry. Would you like to go home?
No, I've come to see Jack.
But if it's going to upset you...
I can't keep walking away, can I? If this is going to become a regular thing.
Oh, Mum.
I'm just going to have to get used to it.
But still...
There's nothing else I can do.
Ah, Peggy, how are you?
Ted.
I haven't seen you here for a while. Hello, Jennifer, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. Now, you've not been well, have you, Mum?
You're feeling better now, though.
Yes, she is.
Actually, Jennifer, I think I would like to go outside for a while.
Is everything okay?
Yes, fine, thank you.
I'm sorry, we've had a bit of a shock.
I'd really prefer not to talk about this now.
Is this about Jack and Violet's friendship?
Oh, so you know.
I came in the other day and they were holding hands with each other.
Well, they're in the lounge together now.
Right. I know it's distressing, but it really doesn't mean anything.
No, I know.
It's just one of those things. Perhaps you'd like to come in with me now. We can say hello to them.
Oh, that's a good idea.
No, I don't think so.
But you want to see Jack, and it... Well, it might make it easier if it's the two of you.
We can talk to them together.
Are you coming as well?
No, you go with Ted.
But I...
No, I'll wait here.
You never know. Violet might respond if I'm with you.
Well... All right. I suppose between us we might be able to separate them.
Oh, that's good.
And even if we can't separate them, it doesn't matter.
No, I suppose not.
Just take your time.
Goodness sake, not now. Where is it? Yeah, Jenny, hello.
Oh, Lillian, good. Where are you? You still in London?
London? No.
Oh, right. So you're back then. Did you have a good time?
What?
With a friend you're visiting.
Yeah, it was... Look, what do you want, Jenny?
Oh, it's about Jack and Violet. It's happened again.
What has?
Well, holding hands... You're right, Lillian. You sound a bit anxious.
I'm at the prison.
Oh.
They're about to take the phone off me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realise. I won't keep you then.
Madam.
Look, but Mum is quite upset.
Yeah, all right, officer.
We'll talk about it later, though.
Yeah, okay, Jenny. Look, I'll see you when I get home.
Jack, please, dear, come and sit down.
It's all right. Just leave them.
Maybe I should try and take him back to his room.
No.
Jack!
Honestly, it's fine. They're happy enough, aren't they?
Well, they might be. It's not really what I meant.
I know it's difficult. Oh, please, wait. I've been wanting to talk to you.
What about?
Look, I know how you must feel about Jack.
Ted, really?
Look, I feel the same about Violet. It doesn't change for us, does it? We still love them. I just thought that since we're both in the same boat...
There's always been something.
What?
A glimmer. Something in his eyes that made me think he still knew who I was.
I know.
But now...
Violet's the same. Just look at her. She's not my wife anymore. She's more like a child.
Well, I'm still Jack's wife.
Of course.
I'll always be his wife.
Absolutely. And that's why we keep coming, isn't it?
Till death do us part.
He doesn't mean to hurt you.
Oh, I know.
They don't know what they're doing.
I know there's nothing meant by it.
But that means there's no betrayal either. They just live in the moment. Sometimes we get to share it with them, sometimes we don't.
Yes. Yes, that's very true.
And you have to cherish those moments.
I just didn't ever think. It never occurred to me.
No, I know. You don't expect it, do you?
After all these years, all the difficulties, trying to hold on to him and watching him disappear... I really thought moving him in here was going to be the last stage.
Of course. But as I say, at least he seems happy. There's a lady here, all she does is sit and groan.
Oh, I know.
You've seen her?
Yes.
Well, at least Jack and Violet aren't like that. Whatever it is they're feeling, there's warmth and friendship and kindness.
Oh, Jack was always such a kind man.
And you can still see it?
Yes, you can.
It says a lot that that's the thing that's still there.
I suppose it does.
Violet always was a terrible flirt.
Oh.
But they don't feel alone. That's what I'm so grateful for. Even if it does seem like a small mercy. That's how I try to look at it anyway.
Yes. Thank you.
You don't have to thank me.
No, but what you say... You're right. I am finding it hard letting go.
Of course.
And my family, they're very good. But they can't understand completely.
Well, as long as it's been useful. And I hope I didn't offend you the other day.
I'm sorry?
When I suggested going for lunch, I honestly only thought it might be nice to talk somewhere else. This isn't the easiest of places.
No.
I honestly didn't mean to...
No, I know you didn't, Ted.
Are you sure? Because I started to worry you weren't visiting because of me.
Well...
I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. You've been so generous. Not just today, but over the last few weeks.
Well, if you do want to talk, whether it's here or on the phone, or if you do ever fancy going for lunch together...
Yes.
I'm always here.
Actually, Ted, that would be very nice.
Oh, dear me, that was a rigmarole.
Really?
That girl over there, she didn't want to be searched. Dog was barking at her. Still, she calmed down eventually.
Right.
So, how are you? Have you had a good week?
I suppose every day's pretty much the same.
Yeah, of course.
I'm just concentrating on getting out of here and getting home.
Really?
Shouldn't be long now.
No, it really shouldn't, darling.
You thought any more about what I said, you know, about setting up a new company?
Look, man, do we have to talk about this now? I mean, it's just I haven't made a decision yet.
Oh, right.
If you don't mind.
Any particular reason?
No.
Because, I mean, it doesn't have to be a big deal. It's only for the documents.
Yeah, I know.
To get the ball rolling.
But that's not a good point.
You don't actually have to be involved.
But of course I want to be involved. For goodness sake, Matt. I mean, it would be our company, wouldn't it, between the two of us?
Well, yeah, I suppose.
You suppose?
No, I didn't... Look, I'm sorry. I'm only thinking about the future.
I know.
I can't give up now. I've got to get back on my feet.
But there's no rush, is there? That's all I'm saying. I just like a little more time to think about it.
Okay, fine.
All right?
Yeah, if that's what you want. Take as much time as you need.